Now, in a logo, stars twinkle in the sky. Our view drifts down through clouds to a river that winds past hillsides. A train crosses a bridge. As a flag waves on top of a castle's tallest spire, a bright display of fireworks explodes in the sky. A glowing pinpoint of light arcs over the castle, leaving a trail of sparkling dust. Words appear, Walt Disney Pictures. Now, pages of rough illustration flip on top of each other, each one adding more detail to Steamboat Willie, a.k.a. Mickey Mouse, piloting a ship's wheel. A signature scribbles out, Walt Disney. More words appear, Animation Studios. Now, in a cartoon, a star shines high above evening clouds.
The evening star is shining bright, so make a wish and hold on tight. There's magic in the air tonight, and anything can happen.
In a mansion, a seamstress reads to two little girls and a kitten.
The ugly little frog looked up with his sad round eyes and pleaded, "Oh, please, dear princess, only a kiss from you can break this terrible spell that was inflicted on me by a wicked witch."
"Here comes my favorite part."
And the beautiful princess was so moved by his desperate plea that she stooped down, picked up the slippery creature, leaned forward, raised him to her lips, and kissed that little frog.
One little girl smiles, the other gags.
Then the frog was transformed into a handsome prince. They were married and lived happily ever after. The end.
The blonde Yay! Girl tips over in her poofy dress.
Read it again.
Sorry, Charlotte. It's time for us to be heading home. Say goodnight, Tiana.
There is no way in this whole wild world I would never kiss a frog. Yuck.
Is that so?
Charlotte shoves a frog mask on her kitten and thrusts him forward.
No. Kiss him. Stop it.
If you can get your phone, I won't.
I would do it. I would kiss a frog. I would kiss 100 frogs if I could marry a prince and be a princess.
She kisses the kitten and it jumps onto the ceiling. The girls roll on the floor.
You girls, stop tormenting that poor little kitty.
The seamstress plucks the kitten down.
Poor little thing.
She removes the frog mask. As the frazzled feline crawls off, a mustached man enters.
Evening, Eudora.
Daddy, look at my new dress. Isn't it pretty?
Oh, look at you. Why, I'd expect nothing less from the finest seamstress in New Orleans.
Charlotte sees a picture.
Ooh, I want that dress.
Now, Sugar Plum.
I want that one.
She tugs her father's mustache.
Eudora, you suppose you could whip something up like that?
Anything for my best customer.
Yay!
Come along, Tiana. Your daddy should be home from work by now.
All right, now, princess, you're getting that dress, but that's it. No bone missed the pushover. Now, who wants a puppy?
I do.
Charlotte's father gives her a puppy. Now, a streetcar rounds the corner and stops in front of the elegant mansion. Eudora lifts her daughter on board and the folding doors shut behind them. As the streetcar trundles along, Tiana grins out the window at the passing mansions. Later, the trolley stops in a neighborhood of small, modest houses. Eudora and Tiana step out. Later, Tiana stirs a pot on a stove.
Gumbo smells good, Tiana.
I think it's going, Daddy.
Yeah, are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely positive.
Yes.
Okay, I'm about to put this spoon in my...
Wait!
Tiana snatches the spoon away. She dashes Tabasco into the gumbo, then tastes it.
Done.
Her dad samples it and tilts his head.
What?
Well, sweetheart, this is the best gumbo I've ever tasted. Come here. Eudora, our little girl's got a gift.
Mm-hmm. I could have told you that.
A gift this special just gotta be shared.
Tiana opens their front door.
Hey, everybody, I made gumbo.
Ooh, that smells good. I got some hush puppies.
Their neighbors eat with them.
You know the thing about good food? It brings folks together from all walks of life. It warms them right up and it puts little smiles on their faces.
Later in Tiana's bedroom.
And when I open up my own restaurant, I tell you, people are gonna line up for miles around just to get a taste of my food.
Our food.
That's right, baby. our food.
He writes Tiana's place on a picture of an elegant restaurant and hands it to her. She points out the window.
Daddy, look.
Where are you going?
Charlotte's fairy tale book said, if you make a wish on the evening star, it's sure to come true.
Well, you wish on that star, sweetheart.
Yes, you wish and you dream with all your little heart. But you remember, Tiana, that old star can only take you part of the way. You gotta help it along with some hard work of your own. And then, you can do anything you set your mind to.
He shares a smile with his wife.
Just promise your daddy one thing. That you'll never, ever lose sight of what's really important. Okay?
Tiana nods. Her father kisses her forehead. Her mother tucks her in.
See you in the morning, baby cakes.
Get some sleep.
Eudora turns off a lamp. As she and her husband leave, Tiana grabs the restaurant picture from her bedside table. She crawls to the window, parts the curtains, and stares out at a glimmering star. She hugs the picture.
Please, please, please.
Her large brown eyes gaze longingly into the sky. Startled, Tiana notices a frog on the windowsill. It blinks at her, then puffs its throat. As she closes the curtains, the frog jumps away. She runs out of her room. Now, as sunlight fills the bedroom, the furniture becomes more adult. A title appears, Walt Disney Pictures. An older Tiana, dressed in a waitress's uniform, enters the room. She kicks off her shoes, then removes her apron and stretches. She opens a dresser drawer.
Well, Miss Tiana, rough night for tips, but every little penny counts.
Coffee cans filled with coins and cash sit in the drawer. Tiana sets the restaurant picture by a photo of her dad in a military uniform.
Don't you worry, Daddy. We'll be there soon.
She kisses her fingertips and touches the photo, then staggers to her bed and collapses face down. Tiana stops the alarm clock with her foot. Now she doffs her cap.
Good night, cows. Good morning, Dukes.
Outside, she catches a streetcar.
In the south lane, there's a scene.
Another title, The Princess and the Frog. On the streetcar, Tiana reads a cooking magazine. As a slick man offers her a flower, she hurries off without noticing, and he accidentally holds it out to a burly man.
They got music, it's always playing. Thought in the daytime, go all through the night.
A trombonist nearly bumps into her. More strolling musicians pass Tiana in the street. A man in a top hat spins her. Tiana hurries toward Duke's Cafe. Inside, she expertly serves several orders, then preps plates of beignets, drizzling them with honey and dusting them with powdered sugar. A grumpy soldier eats a beignet, then grins and salutes. A surly cook overloads Tiana with plates. Outside, a voodoo magician wears a top hat with a skull and crossbones on it. He blows powder on a balding customer who suddenly grows hair. As the customer flirts with the girl, he sprouts hair all over. The magician laughs and pockets a coin. Nearby, in a swanky roadster, Charlotte's father overpays a newspaper boy with lots of cash. The sinister magician gawks. His shadow plucks the coin from his pocket. Charlotte's father reads his paper. It announces, Prince arrives today. The prince's photo becomes the smiling prince exiting a cruise ship. He grabs a ukulele from his portly valet. As he plays for adoring women, he spots the strolling musicians and hurries off. The valet lands in a heap with the prince's luggage. Outside the mansion, an older Charlotte gets into the roadster with her father. She beams at the newspaper. Now, Tiana clears an outdoor table.
Come true in New Orleans.
The prince strolls by with the musicians and doffs his hat to her. She rolls her eyes. He shrugs and dances off. The magician watches as the roadster pulls up to Duke's.
Order up! Another coffee here, Chef.
Coming right up, Virgil.
Hey, Tiana!
Morning, Georgia.
A group of young people greet her.
We all going out dancing tonight. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Care to join us?
Yeah, come on, Tiana. Live a little. It's Mardi Gras.
You know I got two left feet. Besides, you need a napkin, sweetheart? I'm going to work a double shift tonight. Here you hotcakes. You know, so I...
You can save for your restaurant. I know. Girl, all you ever do is work.
Order up!
Maybe next time.
I told y'all she wouldn't come.
The cook scowls at Tiana.
Are you talking about that dang restaurant again?
Buford, your eggs are burning.
Oh, you ain't never gonna get enough for the down payment.
I'm getting close.
Yeah. How close?
Where are my flapjacks?
You got about as much chance of getting that restaurant as I do of winning the Kentucky Derby. Woo-hoo! Saddle me up, y'all. It's post time. Get up.
As Buford pretends to ride a horse, Charlotte's father enters.
Morning, Mr. LaBeouf.
Good morning, Tiana.
Congratulations on being voted King of the Mardi Gras Parade.
Caught me completely by surprise. For the fifth year in a row.
Tiana brings over a plate.
Now, how about I celebrate with...
Beignets. Uh-huh. Got a fresh batch just waiting for you.
We'll keep them coming till I pass out.
Charlotte bursts in.
Tia, did you hear the news? Tell her. Oh, tell her, Big Daddy.
Oh, yeah, Prince Naveen.
Prince Naveen of Meldonia is coming to New Orleans. Oh, I need the bee's knees. Ooh, tell her what you did, Big Daddy. Tell her.
Well, I invited...
Big Daddy invited the prince to a masquerade ball tonight. Ow! Ooh, tell him what else you did, Big Daddy.
LaBeouf waits.
Go on.
And he's staying.
And he's staying.
He plugs her mouth.
And he's staying in our house as my personal guest.
Charlotte nods, her mouth stuffed with beignet.
Oh, Lottie, that's swell. A little word of advice. My mama always said the quickest way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
LaBeouf goes to eat a beignet.
That's it!
Charlotte swipes it.
What just happened?
Oh, Tia, you're a bona fide genius. I'm gonna need about 500 of your man kitchen beignets for my ball tonight. Excuse me, Daddy. Will this about cover it?
She gives Tiana a stack of cash.
This should cover it just fine, Lottie. This is it. I'm getting my restaurant.
You forgot.
Oh, tonight my prince is finally coming. And I sure as heck ain't letting him go.
As the LaBeoufs leave, the magician smiles from behind a menu. Now, outside an abandoned sugar mill.
Everything looks peachy keen, Mr. Fenner. And Mr. Fenner?
We'll have all the paperwork ready to sign first thing after Mardi Gras.
I'll do you one better. Why don't I sign them tonight when I see y'all at the LaBeouf's Masquerade Ball?
You drive a hard bargain, Tiana.
The Fenner brothers leave.
Table for one, please.
Oh, Mama.
Here's a little something to help you get started.
Daddy's gumbo pot.
Tiana thanks her mother with a tearful hug.
I know. I miss him, too.
The younger woman dabs her eyes and smiles.
Well, now, hurry up and open the door.
Just look at it, Mama. Doesn't it just make you want to cry?
Birds fly off through gaping holes in the roof.
Yes.
The maid of D is going to be right where you're standing. Oh, and over here, a gourmet kitchen. And hanging from the ceiling, a big old crystal chandelier.
You're your daddy's daughter, all right. He used to go on and on about this old sugar mill, too. Baby Cakes, I'm sure this place is going to be just wonderful. But it's a shame you're working so hard.
But how can I let up now when I'm so close? I gotta make sure all Daddy's hard work means something.
Tiana.
Eudora sets the pot down.
Your daddy may not have gotten the place he always wanted, but he had something better. He had love.
She strokes Tiana's cheek.
And that's all I want for you, sweetheart. To meet your Prince Charming and dance off into your happily ever after.
Mama, I don't have time for dancing. That's just gonna have to wait a while.
How long are we talking about here?
Ain't got time for messing around.
She seats Eudora at a table.
And it's not my style.
I want some grandkids.
This old town can slow you down.
She shows Eudora the picture of her dream restaurant.
Away. I know exactly where I'm going. I'm getting closer and closer every day, and I'm almost there.
Simple but chic animation shows Tiana in a white gown managing the restaurant.
People down here think I'm crazy, but I don't care. Trials and tribulations, I've had my share.
She gussies up the wait staff. Lines of waiters each set a table. The tables revolve and become the gumbo pot.
I remember Daddy told me fairy tales can come true.
She tastes the gumbo, then seasons it.
You gotta make them happen. It all depends on you. So I work real hard each and every day. Now things for sure are going my way.
She tops desserts with whipped cream.
Just doing
comes in many customers. toasts her customers from a balcony, slides down a banister, and lands on a rolling cart. Passing a chef, she grabs a cherry and eats it, then wipes a boy's face. Adding liquor to a pan, she makes a flambé. She dances off the cart and sticks a feather in a pianist's hat. As she rejoins her mother, the gorgeous restaurant turns back into the abandoned mill. But I've climbed a mountain, I've crossed a river, and I'm almost there. She and Eudora clean together. Holding a broom, Tiana lifts her arms. She and a mop-wielding Eudora twirl past each other. Tiana grabs the gumbo pot. Eudora takes a magnolia from her hat and puts it in a vase on the table. They saunter out. On the stairs, the newel post collapses. Now, the prince's valet shoves past pedestrians toting luggage.
Excuse me.
You need a hand there, buddy?
He spies a small crowd down the street, joins them, and looks over the people's shoulders. Prince Naveen plays ukulele with a band while tap dancing with the newspaper boy. Joining a trio of women, the prince watches the boy leap high, land in a split, and push himself up with his legs.
Ah, she does it!
Naveen tips his cap to the women.
I've been looking for you everywhere.
Oh, what a coincidence, Lawrence. I have been avoiding you everywhere.
We're going to be late for the masquerade.
Listen, Lawrence, listen.
Oh, it's jazz. It's jazz music. It was born here.
Naveen smiles at the women.
It's beautiful, no?
No.
He tosses the ukulele to the boy.
Oh, dance with me, fat man.
Stay loose, Lawrence.
We're supposed to be at the Nabufa's date by now.
Yes, yes, yes. But first, I buy everyone here a drink.
With what? At this point, you have two choices. Woo and marry a rich young lady, or... get a job.
He points at a man shoveling horse manure.
All right, fine.
But first, we dance!
He drags Lawrence into a dance.
For someone who cannot see his feet, you're very light on them.
Naveen flings Lawrence, who flies headfirst into a tuba. He stumbles with it stuck over his head.
You finally got into the music. Do you get my joke? Because your head is... it's in the tuba.
Get me out!
Naveen tugs at his feet. The tuba player pulls on the horn. As Lawrence snaps free, he and Naveen tumble across the street.
Degrading! I've never been so humiliated.
A shadow looms over them.
Hello.
The voodoo magician faces them.
Gentlemen! Enchanté.
He helps Naveen up with his cane.
A tip of the hat from Dr. Facilier. How y'all doing?
He gives Naveen his card.
Tarot readings. Charms. Potions. Dreams made real.
Vasilier leads Naveen down a shadowy alley.
Were I a betting man, and I'm not, I stay away from games of chance. I'd wager I'm in the company of visiting royalty.
Lawrence catches up.
Lawrence, this remarkable gentleman has just read my poem.
Or this morning's newspaper. Sire, this chap is obviously a charlatan. I suggest we move on to a less...
Don't you disrespect me, little man. Don't you derogate or deride.
He magically lights torches under his side. Dr. Facilier's voodoo emporium.
And I got friends on the other side.
The shop door opens.
That's an echo, gentlemen. Just a little something we have here in Louisiana. A little parlor trick, don't worry.
He ushers them inside.
Sit down at my table. Put your mind at ease. If you relax, it will enable me.
His shadow kicks Lawrence.
Anything I please. I can read your future. I can change it around some too. I look deep into your heart and soul. You do have a soul, don't you, Lawrence? Make your wildest dreams come true. I got voodoo, I got hoodoo, I got things I ain't even tried.
He briefly unleashes a fiery monster. Then tribal masks sing.
He's got friends on the other side.
The cards.
Facilier makes cards fly between
his
hands.
The cards will tell. The past, the present, and the future as well. The cards. The cards. Just take three. Take a little trip into your future with me.
Naveen and Lawrence obey. Facilier lays their cards out face down.
Now you, young man, are from across the sea. You come from two long lines of royalty. I'm a royal myself on my mother's side.
He shows a shrunken
your
head.
Your lifestyle's high, but your funds are low. You need to marry a little honey whose daddy got dough. Mom and dad cut you off, huh, playboy? Yeah.
Sad but true.
Now y'all gotta get hitched, but hitching ties you down. You just wanna be free, hop from place to place. But freedom takes green. It's the green.
He briefly turns the cards into cash.
And when I looked into your future, it's the green that I seen. On you, little man, I don't want to waste much time. You've been pushed around all your life. You've been pushed around by your mother and your sister and your brother. And if you was married, you'd be pushed around by your wife. But in your future, the you I see is exactly the man you always wanted to be.
A card shows Lawrence as a prince.
Shake my hand. Come on, boys. Won't you shake a poor sinner's hand?
Both men shake his hands. Facilier unveils singing masks. Yeah. Snakes bind Naveen to his chair. A big mask opens its mouth and gives Facilier a necklace with a head-shaped amulet. A half-skull design shows on Facilier's face. He lets the amulet bite Naveen's finger, drawing blood. Green mist surrounds the prince. Facilier's face turns into a rainbow-colored skull. Naveen shrinks.
But if you wait, don't blame me. You can blame my friends on the other side.
Masks and drums line up. Facilier slides toward us on his knees, stands, and brings a finger to his lips. The lights go out. Facilier's purple eyes gleam from his skull makeup. Now, at the masquerade ball, a tall flamenco dancer tangos with a short, fat Zorro. A guest dressed like an octopus grabs drinks with all of his tentacles. Big Daddy LaBeouf wears a toga. His bloodhound wears a Roman soldier costume.
Senator Johnson.
Hey, Jimmy, I hope you're leaving some of them beignets for your constituents.
Here you go, piping hot.
The dog begs for a beignet.
No. Okay, just one.
Charlotte wears an enormous pink gown.
Charlotte, you said later 2 hours ago.
Travis, when a woman says later, she really means not ever. Now run along. There are plenty of young fillies dying for you to waltz them into a stupor.
She faces Tiana's table.
Give me that napkin, quick!
What on earth for?
I swear I'm sweating like a sinner in church. Oh, dear, it's getting to be so late.
There's still a few stragglers.
It's just not fair. My prince is never coming.
Now, lie.
I'll never get anything I wish for.
Tiana follows her up a staircase.
Calm down. Take a deep
breath. Maybe I just gotta wish harder.
Huh?
Please.
For mascara
please,
running,
please,
Charlotte
please,
prays to the evening star.
You can't just wish on a star and expect things.
Ladies and gentlemen, His Royal Highness, Prince Naveen!
Tiana eyes the star. Below, the guests bow on either side of the prince. Charlotte wipes her face, powders her nose, and paints on a beauty mark. She tosses glitter overhead, which rains down as the spotlight hits her. Posing coyly, she bats her lashes. Naveen arrives at the foot of the stairs, and Charlotte hurries down. He bows. Charlotte yanks him into a waltz. The guests make a circle around them, and the pink spotlight follows the couple as they twirl around the dance floor. In a demure medieval-style dress and cap, Tiana comes downstairs, watching the dance with a dreamy smile. The prince dips Charlotte, who grins at her best friend. Tiana gives a warm shrug. Beside her, a horse sways with the music.
Evening, oh. Tiana.
He takes off
Marvelous
his mask.
Party.
Evening, Mr. Finner.
His brother wears the rear end.
Mr. Finner.
Fine smelling beignets.
Gonna be the house specialty once I sign those papers y'all brought.
Yes. About that,
You out, bid.
What?
A fella came in, offered the full amount in cash. Unless you can top his offer by Wednesday.
You can kiss that place goodbye.
You know how long it took me to save that money?
Exactly. Which is why a little woman of your background would have had her hands full trying to run a big business like that. You know, you're better off where you're at.
Now, wait a minute.
Love those beignets, though.
As the realtors leave, Tiana grabs their costume's tail. It rips free, and she falls into her refreshments table. Beignets and sauce rain down on her.
Time to hit Prince Charming with those man-catching beignets. What happened?
I just...
Oh, you poor dear. Oh, Prince Naveen. We'll be right back, sugar. I got just the dress for you.
Later in Charlotte's room.
Oh, Tia, honey. Did you see the way he danced with me? A marriage proposal can't be far behind. Thank you, Evening Star. You know, I was starting to think that wishing on stars was just for babies and crazy people.
Tiana enters in an elegant blue gown.
Look at you. Ooh, aren't you just as pretty as a magnolia in May? Seems like only yesterday we were both little girls dreaming our fairy tale dreams.
She gives Tiana a tiara.
Tonight they're finally coming true. Well, back into the fray.
She trots over to the door.
Wish me luck.
Left alone, Tiana reaches into her discarded costume's pocket, pulls out the picture of her dream restaurant, and stares sadly at it.
Almost there.
She goes to the balcony.
People would have come from everywhere. I was almost there.
Leaning her elbows on the balcony, Tiana tearfully cups her hands over her mouth. She hugs her arms and looks up at the evening star. Tiana thoughtfully bites her thumb, then glances over her shoulder.
I cannot believe I'm doing this.
Tiana hugs the photo and shuts her eyes.
Please, please, please.
Her eyes blink open in a pleading stare. Lowering her gaze, she spots a frog on the railing. Tiana glares at the star, then rests her chin in her hand.
Very funny.
She faces the frog.
So what now? I reckon you want a kiss?
It smiles at her.
Kissing would be nice, yes?
She drops her picture and stumbles backward into a shelf of toys.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to scare you.
Wait, no.
Tiana throws toys at him.
You have a very strong arm, princess.
Okay, please, put the monkey down.
It hits him. Tiana grabs a book.
Stay back or I'll...
Please.
He hops up on a dressing table.
Oh, well, allow me to introduce myself. I am Prince Naveen.
Tiana flattens him with the book.
Meltonia.
Prince, but I didn't wish for any...
Tiana eyes the evening star.
Hold on. If you're the prince, then who was that waltzing with Lottie on the dance floor?
All I know is one minute I am a prince, charming and handsome, cutting a rug, and then the next thing I know... I'm tripping over these.
As he shows his webbed foot, Tiana lifts the book.
Wait! I know the story! The Fragi Pruto!
The frog prince?
Yes, he hands it to him.
My mother had these servants. Read this to me every night.
He opens it and flips through its pages.
Yes, this is exactly the answer. You must kiss me.
Excuse me?
You will enjoy, I guarantee. All women enjoy the kiss of Prince Naveen. Come, we pucker.
His throat puffs out. He sucks it in.
That's new.
Look, I'm sorry. I'd really like to help you, but I just do not kiss frogs.
Wait a second, but on the balcony, you asked me.
I didn't expect you to answer.
Oh, but you must kiss me. Look, besides being unbelievably handsome, okay, I also happen to come from a fabulously wealthy family. Surely I could offer you some type of reward, a wish I could grant.
Tiana's gaze drifts to the picture of her dream restaurant.
Just one kiss.
Just one. Unless you beg for more.
He licks his lips with a sloppy tongue. Tiana recoils, then steels herself. She closes her eyes, puckers her lips, and leans forward. Peeking, she spies his green, smooching mouth. Naveen sprays perfume in his mouth. With a deep breath, Tiana wheels around and kisses him. Magical green beams shoot out from their lips, and glowing bubbles burst around the frog. In a flash, Tiana vanishes. Naveen checks his body. He's still a frog. He peers over the table's edge. The gown lies on the floor. A small lump moves inside it.
You don't look that much different. But how'd you get way up there? And how'd I get way
noticing
down
her own green hand, she faces a mirror and sees a frog. She leaps onto the table.
Easy. Princess, do not panic.
What did you do to me? I'm green, and I'm slimy.
No, 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 no. That is not slime.
What?
You are secreting mucus.
She lunges at him. They fly off the table and land on a rocking horse. A book falls on its head, catapulting them out the window. They land on a drum set. As the drummer whacks at them, the band members take it as a cue. The guests burst into lively dancing. A whack of the drumstick launches the frogs off a cymbal. They fall down the back of Charlotte's dress. She squirms, falls over, and sees the frogs.
Hey, Stella! Get them frogs!
Run! I can't run! I'm a frog!
Then hop!
The human-looking Naveen watches Stella chase them on top of a table.
Monster dog!
The Zorro man swings his sword. He cuts off a man's giraffe mask, which lands on the frogs. They dash between a pirate and a mermaid. The octopus party guest sees the frogs, then Stella wearing the mermaid tail. He pours out his drinks. Now the frogs lose the giraffe head and get tangled in balloon strings.
Stella, it's me, Tiana!
Tiana?
The frogs float away. Stella hits a table, launching a cake onto the realtors.
The dog just spoke to me.
You know, if you're going to let every little thing bother you, it's going to be a very long night!
Cecilia glares after the frogs, then spies the fake Naveen hurrying to a guest house. Inside, the imposter opens a cabinet and finds an empty jar.
Oh, dear.
Cecilia arrives behind him.
You're so quiet.
You let him go!
The poor devil was gasping, so I'd loosen the lid ever so slightly.
The fake Naveen falls backward over Cecilia's shadow.
How did I ever get tangled up in all this voodoo madness? I can't go through with this.
He yanks off the magic necklace and turns into Lawrence.
You wear this ghastly thing.
He throws it.
Careful with that!
Cecilia catches it.
Anything happens to this, I'm gonna be...
He raises his cane over Lawrence, who cowers.
Fun fact about voodoo, Larry.
Cecilia puts the necklace on.
Can't conjure a thing for myself. Besides, you and I both know the real power in this world ain't magic. It's money. Buckets of it.
That's true.
Aren't you tired of living on the margins while all those fat cats in their fancy cars don't give you so much as a sideways glance?
Yes, I am.
All you got to do is marry Big Daddy's little princess, and we'll be splitting that juicy LaBeouf fortune right down the middle. 60-40, like I said.
He puts the necklace on Lawrence, who turns into Naveen's lookalike.
But what about Naveen?
Your little slipper will be a minor bump in the road, so long as we've got the prince's blood in this.
He touches the head-shaped pendant.
Yes.
Now, in a swamp, it rains. The frogs drift with the balloons.
Voodoo? You mean to tell me this all happened because you were messing with the Shadow Man?
He was very charismatic.
It serves me right for wishing on stars. The only way to get what you want in this world is through hard work.
Hard work? Why would the princess need to work hard?
Huh? Oh, I'm not a princess. I'm a waitress.
A waitress? Well, no wonder the kiss did not work. You lied to
me! I never said I was a princess.
You never said that you were a waitress! You are wearing a crown!
It was a costume party. You spoiled little rich boy.
Oh, yes? Well, the egg is on your face, all right? Because I do not have any riches.
What?
I am completely broke.
Tree branches pop the balloons and the frogs plummet. Spider web strands break Tiana's fall and she stops an inch above the water. Naveen lands on top of her and they splash in. Naveen stands, then Tiana pops up underneath him, covered in plants.
You said... You were fabulously wealthy.
No. My parents are fabulously wealthy, but they cut me off for being a leech!
You're broke? And you had the gall to call me a lie?
She tosses the leech. A leaping catfish devours it.
It was not a lie. I fully intend...
As a crane stabs at them with its beak, they run.
I fully intend to be rich again. Once I marry Miss Charlotte LeBeouf, if she will have me.
You're a prince?
Obviously.
She'll have you.
The frogs slide down a hillside, hit a jump, and flip through the air. They land on hard ground.
All right, then. Once you two are married, you are going to keep your promise and get me my restaurant,
whoa,
right?
Oh, not so fast. I made that promise to a beautiful princess, not a cranky wit.
Why are those logs moving?
In the water, alligator eyes creep toward them.
Those aren't logs.
The frogs find themselves on an alligator's tail.
I got dibs on the big one.
As the circling gators pounce, Tiana goes under and swims through the murky water. She crawls through a tunnel at the bottom of a tree trunk and climbs up to a hole in its side.
away. Where'd he go?
Come here, you plump-faced muscle.
Peering through the hole, she watches the alligators thrash in the water. Naveen stands below her.
Nowhere to find.
Find your own tree.
The alligators see him.
There he is.
I see him. All right,
help me get out of this swamp. And once I marry Charlotte, I shall get you your restaurant.
Y'all gonna taste so good, tasted and babbling.
He grabs the vine.
Quick, pull me up.
You can hop, but you can't hide.
We got all night.
Naveen escapes into the tree.
Well, waitress, looks like we're going to be here for a while. So we may as well get comfortable.
Your slime itself away from me!
I told you, it is not slime. It is mucus!
Morning. Sunbeams shine on the hollow stump. Inside, Naveen sleeps, blanketed under a green leaf. An acorn bounces off his head.
Ow!
Rise and shine, sleeping beauty. Gators are gone.
Kiana waits on a raft.
We gotta get back to New Orleans and undo this mess you got us into.
I was not the one parading around with the phony baloney tiara.
He plays a cobweb branch like a guitar.
Music to paddle by.
She punts with a pole.
I could use a little help.
Oh, I will play a little louder.
Alligator eyes emerge from the water behind them.
How about a little less pigging and a...
The gator's jaws close in, then he smiles.
I know that tune! Dipper Mouth Blues!
He plays a trumpet. Naveen drops Tiana and plays his guitar. They jam together.
Oh, yeah!
Lying on her back, Tiana eyes the two. Naveen hops onto the gator's head.
Where you been all my life?
Where did you learn to play like that?
Why, the bayou's the best jazz school in the world. All the greats play the riverboats. Oh, Lewis, give anything to be up there jamming with the big boys.
Why don't you?
Oh, I tried once.
In a flashback to a riverboat, Lewis hops on board among a human jazz band. From a distance, we see Lewis dive off the boat. Then the passengers shoot at him back in the swamp.
It didn't end well.
Uh-huh. It has been a real pleasure meeting you, Lewis. And thank you kindly for not eating us, but we best be on our way.
Where y'all going?
To find somebody to break this spell.
What spell?
Brace yourself, my scaly friend. We are not frogs. We are humans.
The chubby alligator falls on his back, then peeks over his huge belly.
Y'all serious?
I am Naveen, Prince of Maldonia. And she is Tiana, the waitress.
Do not kiss her.
Now just a second. This goon here got himself turned into a frog by a voodoo man, and now...
Voodoo? Like the kind Mama Odie do?
Mama Hootie?
Mama Odie. She the voodoo queen of the bayou. She got magic and spells. All kind of hoodoo.
Could you take us to her?
Through the deepest, darkest part of the bayou, facing razor-sharp prickly bushes and trappers and hunters with guns? No.
He lies under a tree.
Watch and learn.
Naveen approaches him.
Lewis! It is too bad we cannot help you with your dream. If only you were smaller, less toothy. You could play jazz to adoring crowds without scaring them. Anyway, enjoy your loneliness, my friend. Abinaza.
Lewis peeks at them.
Cute, but it's not gonna.
Naveen points to him.
Hey, guys, I just had me a crazy idea. What if I asked Mama Odie to turn me human?
Lewis, you are a genius.
Hallelujah!
Now, as Lewis floats down the river, the two frogs ride on top of him.
If I were a human being, I'd head straight for New Orleans. And I'd blow this horn so hot and strong like no one they've ever seen. You heard of Louis Armstrong, Mr. Sidney Bechet. All those boys gonna step aside when they hear this old X Gator play. Listen.
As Lewis twirls, the frogs sit on a turtle.
Oh, yeah.
Naveen plays another branch. Lewis swings on a tree limb and lands on top of them.
When I'm human, as I hope to be, I'm gonna blow this song till the cows come home and everyone's gonna bow down to me.
He flings the turtle on a branch, then blows his horn in the turtle's face.
I love you too, baby.
When I'm myself again, I want just the life I had. A great big party every night. That doesn't sound too bad. A redhead on my left arm. A brunette on my right. A blonde or two to hold a candle.
Butterflies form kick lines.
Hey, Lewis, life is short. When you're done, you're done. We're on this earth to have
some fun, and that's the way things are.
Tell it, brother.
When I'm human, and I'm gonna be, I'm gonna tear it up like I did before, and that's a royal guarantee.
You are getting married.
Oh, right. I'll just have to leave a string of broken hearts behind me.
Your modesty becomes you, and your sense of responsibility. I've worked hard for everything I've got, and that's the way it's supposed to be. When I'm a human being, at least I'll act like one. If you do your best each and every day, good things are sure to come your way. What you give is what you get. My daddy said that and I'll never forget, and I commend it to you.
When we're human, and we're gonna be,
I'm gonna blow my horn.
I'm gonna live the high life.
I'm gonna do my best to take my place in the sun.
Lewis gets stuck in the trunk of a tree. Tiana tickles his nose and he sneezes, sending them skipping across the water. A curling wave carries the turtle away. Now, Charlotte sits with the fake Naveen in a gazebo.
Oh, Prince Naveen, dear. I am positively mortified you had to endure that frog fiasco last night.
Well, when you're next in line for the throne, you're poised like a panther, ready to expect the unexpected.
As they flirt with their forks, his ear grows floppy and big like Lawrence's.
Your ear?
What?
He feels his ear, then checks the talisman. Its blood-red power drains. He shows her his good side.
There's pesky mosquitoes. Everywhere. Jeez.
He takes her hand and faces her.
Miss Charlotte, I can no longer ignore the throbbing of my...
His butt bulges.
Heart. Even though our time together has been brief, it's been heavenly.
Thanks, Prince Naveen.
His nose and chin fatten up. He hugs her waist to hide them.
Would you do me the honor of becoming Princess of Maldonia?
She turns away from him.
Are you serious?
He covers his face.
As the plague.
She hugs him.
Yes! Oh, I most definitely will marry you!
As she flounces off, his belly bulges and he hides under the table.
Flowers, the shoes. We're gonna have ourselves a Mardi Gras win.
Facilier appears. He checks the talisman. As it loses all of its red color, Lawrence turns into his pot-bellied self.
What do we do now?
Because somebody let our froggy prince go, Larry. I'm reduced to asking for help from my friends on the other side.
Now on the bayou.
Now, this restaurant of yours, is it gonna have etouffee?
Jambalaya, gumbo, it's gonna have it all.
Always wanted to try red beans and rice, move for lettuce, poor boys.
Oh, stop, Lewis. You two are making me so very hungry.
The frog notices passing mosquitoes and flicks his tongue.
Interesting.
He dives in the water.
What are you doing?
Shh, you are frightening the fool.
He lashes with his long tongue, which snaps back in his face.
This is harder than it looks.
He shoots his tongue out again. It wraps around a branch and yanks the wood into his mouth. Now, a bug with a big rear end flies past Tiana and lands on a dandelion puff. Her tongue lashes out.
What? Oh, no. No, no, no. There is no way I am kissing a frog and eating a bug on the same day.
Her tongue pops out repeatedly against her will. Naveen spits out the branch, then notices the bug sitting on the dandelion puff. Now, both frogs lash their tongues at the bug at the same time. The dandelion puff explodes, and their tongues tie in a knot, pulling them together.
Hello.
She pulls away from him.
Stop moving.
You're making this very difficult.
Y'all find anything to eat yet? Oh, my. Hang on. Old Lewis got it covered.
He tries to untie them, but sets them down in an even worse knot.
How's that?
This could be a little better.
You know what this needs? A sharp stick. Be right back.
The alligator runs off.
This is all your fault.
My fault. My fault. Let me tell you something.
The unharmed bug flies up.
Well, look at here. Girl, I guess you and your boyfriend got a little carried away. Am I right? Am I right?
No, no, no. This is not my boyfriend.
You're the Prince of Maldonia.
Let me shine a little light on the situation.
His bottom blinks.
You mean? One more time now.
He shakes his bottom and it lights briefly. He twists it like a light bulb and it brightens for good.
That's more better, yeah.
He flies over them.
Oh, it's okay, baby. I don't explode me. I ain't no firecracker. I just got my big butt glowing, that's right. Ooh, women like a man with a big back pouch. Ooh, Lord, you done this up real good for sure.
He inspects their tangled tongues.
Hang on, Cap. I'm just going to give a little...
He squeezes in between the two entangled frogs and light beams out from multiple spots. The firefly pops out holding the end of one tongue. He yanks the tongue and the frogs come apart.
By the time I introduce myself, my name Ramon, but if I call me Ray.
Pardon me, but your accent, it's funny, no?
Oh, I'm a Cajun, bro. Born and bred in the bayou. Y'all must be new around here, huh?
Actually, we are from a place far, far away from this world.
Go to bed. Y'all from Shreveport?
No. We are people.
Prince Charming here got himself turned into a frog by a voodoo witch doctor.
Well, there you go.
And we were on our way to Mama Odie's. We think maybe
Mama Odie?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all head the wrong directional, Sheriff. Now, what kind of chucklehead told y'all to go this way?
I found a stick!
Lewis returns.
Lewis? Ray here says you've been taking us in the wrong direction.
I was confused by the topography and the geography and the choreography. And
first rule to bayou, never take direction from a gator.
Hundreds of fireflies light up the bayou.
Why, me and my relation are to help show y'all the way.
Ray joins a band of fireflies on a branch.
Hey, Cousin Randy, you ready for a little bayou out of cold?
Ready when you are, Cousin Ray.
All right, Lulu. Let's get to it, darling.
Ray plays a caterpillar like an accordion.
Come on, champ. Just follow the bouncing butt. We're gonna take it down. We're gonna take it down. We're gonna take it all the way down.
Tiana hops and yanks Naveen along with her. Lewis dances by with a bouncing line of fireflies.
Going down the bayou. Going down the bayou.
The bugs light up a hollow log. Lewis gets stuck in it and dances with the log on his head.
We got the whole family. Just go feed me. Cousin Boudreaux. Oh, Grandma Mo, your light up.
An old ladybug claps and her rear end lights up.
We all gonna pull together. Down here, that's how we do.
Ray notices Tiana and Naveen lost in the dark.
We'll all be there for you.
Looping fireflies light their way. More fireflies make a propeller on Lewis's tail and motor him along like an airboat.
We're going with you, digging you all the way. Going down the bayou. Going down the bayou. Going down the bayou.
The fireflies spiral into the night sky and burst into fireworks. The friendly lightning bugs swarm along. Now Facilier faces his voodoo masks.
Friends, I know I'm in hock to y'all pretty deep already, but seems our little froggy prince lost his way, and I need your generous assistance getting him back.
They sneer.
I hear you. Now, what's in it for y'all?
He takes out a voodoo doll.
As soon as I dispose of Big Daddy LaBeouf, and I'm running this town.
He conjures a vision of the city.
I'll have the entire city of New Orleans in the palm of my hand. And you'll have all the wayward souls your dark little hearts desire.
He blows over the envisioned townspeople, whose souls fly into the nostrils of the masks.
You'll love that, don't you? So, we got ourselves a deal.
The largest mask opens its grin. Shadowy darkness pours from between its sharp teeth and forms ghost-like creatures. The wraiths appear on the wall surrounding Facilier.
Now we're cooking. We're going to find ourselves a frog. Search everywhere. The bayou, the quarter. Bring him to me alive. I need his heart pumping. Now. Allez! Tout suite!
The wraiths fly away with the last morphing into a beast. They exit through a skylight, creep down the sides of the building, and prowl the streets of New Orleans. They run past an estate, then down a dock and across the water. Now, in the bayou, the fireflies leave Tiana's group.
Well, I'll take them to rescue with.
Nice meeting y'all.
Bye bye, Pookie. I do my family. And don't forget to tell Angela Ray Ray said bonjour.
That's your girl?
Oh, no. My girl. Oh, that's Evangeline.
Evangeline?
She the most prettiest firefly ever did glow. You know, I talk to Evangeline most every night. She kind of shy. Don't say much. And I know in my heart, someday, we're going to be together, yeah.
He lights up a heart-shaped leaf.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yes, so sweet. Just do not settle down so quickly, my friend. There are plenty of fireflies in the swamp.
What?
Lewis hurts his finger on a pricker bush.
Oh, pricker bush has got me. Get it down. Get it down. The darkness is closing in. I'm so cold.
Will you hold still, you big baby? I ain't touched it yet.
Now, three hunters rise from the bushes with nets and various utensils.
Oh, take a look at them two jumpers.
Tiana and Naveen hop by.
I can taste them frog legs already.
But they taste real good with the sauce pecan, right, Pop?
You keep quiet.
Paul whacks a tubby one with a club. Then a two-fingered hunter gestures to them.
No. Oh, my thoughts exactly, two fingers. It's time to catch us some frogs.
As they duck back into the bushes, Pa yanks the tubby one down. Now Tiana bats branches out of her way.
You know, waitress, I have finally figured out what is wrong with you.
Have you?
You do not know how to have fun. There. Somebody had to say it.
Thank you. Because I figured out what your problem is, too.
I'm too wonderful.
A branch slaps him.
No. You're a no-count philander and lazy bump on a log.
Killjoy.
What'd you say?
Nothing. A stick in the mud.
Listen here, mister. This stick in the mud has had to work two jobs her whole life while you've been sucking on a silver spoon, chasing chambermaids round your ivory tower.
Actually, it's polished marble.
Annette captures Naveen.
Oh, I got me one, boys! Get that little one over there!
Tiana jumps, but Two Fingers grabs her. She pries his fingers apart and escapes. He throws knives. On a tree, Tiana avoids the stabbing blades. Meanwhile, Ray pulls out the prickle hurting Lewis. The gator notices guns on the hunter's rowboat.
Hunters with guns!
He dives behind a bush. Now Ray sees Pa on the boat holding Naveen in a net.
I want me some cornbread with this dinner.
No. Above got to do what above got to do.
He darts up the hunter's nose. Naveen drops into the water. Pa's nose lights up and he smacks himself. He covers one nostril and blows the firefly onto a rock.
I think I done chipped my favorite tooth.
Ray slides into the water. Now the tubby hunter runs after Tiana with the club.
Here I come, two fingers. I'll help.
He slips in the mud, falls on his buddy, and sends Tiana into a metal trap. Two Fingers sits on top of the cage and they row off.
What happened to yours?
Shut your crimp, Tornil!
Naveen dances. He sees Tiana trying to escape from the cage. He lashes with his tongue and it sticks to the rowboat. Naveen gets pulled across the water and smacks into the stern.
Huh? Did you hear that suspicious thud?
Yeah. I sure did.
Pa takes off his hat, revealing Naveen. Darnell and Two Fingers stare.
What you two gawking at?
Darnell swings at the frog on his head. Naveen dodges. Each blow hits Pa. Two Fingers stands and aims a shotgun at the frog on Pa's face. Tiana escapes and jumps onto the gun, which shoots downward. Pa gawks at the hole in the boat between his legs.
Watch this.
Sitting on Two Fingers' toes, Naveen gets Darnell to stomp his brother's foot. Sitting on Darnell's head, Tiana gets Two Fingers to club his brother's head. The frogs keep the hunters beating each other up. Darnell swings his fists at the frogs behind Pa's ears and smashes his head from both sides. Darnell clubs his own face. The hunters collapse in the boat.
These two ain't like no frogs I ever seen. They smart.
And we talk, too.
As the frogs hop off the boat, the terrified hunters row off at lightning speed. Now, Lewis uses a reed to breathe air into Ray.
You all right there, little bug?
Oh, I'm fine. But your breath done near killed me to death.
Would you mind?
Lewis points out a prickle.
I got you covered, bro.
Ray pulls it out.
Oh, much obliged, Pee-wee. Now, how about a...
He shows his rear.
The other side.
It's covered with prickles elsewhere.
And we talk, too. I like it. You are secretly funny.
Not a stick in the mud?
Well, I would
say it.
Go.
Say it.
All right, you're not exactly...
I can't hear you. I'm sorry. What?
A complete stick deep in the mud.
They see Lewis and Ray.
Easy.
Well, this one in there, ain't it? Hold on.
Holy...
Oh, now, sure, I know we got to get to Mama Ody lickety-split, but... This particular extractification going to take a while, yeah.
Oh, poor Lewis.
You know what would make me feel better? Ow! Oh! Crawfish smothered in remoulade sauce.
Mercy! Just a little
more. Some bananas Foster sprinkled with pralines. Ow, Mama!
How about some swamp gumbo?
That'll do.
The prince reclines lazily.
Sounds delicious. I'll start with a pre-dinner cocktail and something to nibble on while I wait. Thanks.
No, 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 no. Your Royal Highness, you are going to mince these mushrooms.
Do what?
Mince the mushrooms. Hop to it.
Naveen eyes a mushroom.
Too ridiculous.
Are you mincing?
All right.
Relax.
As Tiana collects okra, Naveen laboriously slices into a mushroom. He wipes his brow. Gritting his teeth, he finishes cutting the slice.
What?
Tiana lights a fire under a Step pumpkin, aside, then Mr. saunters over to Naveen.
Watch and learn.
She expertly minces the mushroom.
Oh, all right.
She returns the stone knife to Naveen, gives him a new mushroom, and guides his hand.
There you go.
You know, I've never done anything like this before.
Really?
All right.
Well, when you live in a castle, everything is done for you. All the time. They dress you, they feed you, drive you, brush your teeth.
Oh, poor baby.
I admit it was a charmed life until the day my parents cut me off, and suddenly I realized I don't know how to do anything.
Tiana watches the sulking prince as she stirs gumbo in the hollowed-out pumpkin. She approaches Naveen.
Well, hey, you got the makings of a decent mushroom mincer.
Oh, you think so?
Keep practicing, and I just might hire you.
Really?
No.
Oh, come on. What was that? That was below the frog belt.
Meanwhile, a shadowy wraith finds the popped party balloons floating in the swamp. It opens its ghoulish mouth. As it swoops away, a dozen shadow creatures follow it, flitting across the trees. Now, the frogs eat gumbo around the fire with Lewis and Ray.
You say hello, and he say what? And you say, that are ugly fishes.
Anyone for seconds?
That was magnificent. You truly have a gift.
Well, thank you.
Ray gazes at the sky.
There she is, the sweetest firefly in all creation.
Evangeline?
I want to meet this girl. Where's she at?
How you can miss her? She glowing right up there in front of y'all.
Ray stares at the evening star.
Look how she lights up the sky.
He draws a heart around the star.
My band, Evangeline.
That ain't no fun.
So far above me, yet I know her heart belongs to only me.
Naveen faces Tiana.
Je t'adore.
I adore you.
Je t'aime.
I love you.
Evangeline.
I'm just translating.
You're my queen of the night. So still.
Ray kisses Evangeline's reflection in the water. The surface ripples in the form of hearts that frame reflections of the frogs. The prince takes Tiana's hand and readies her to dance with him.
Like me.
Oh, no, I don't dance.
She hops to another lily pad, then glances shyly at Naveen.
It's true.
I've never danced.
And I love you, Evangeline.
If I can mince, you can dance.
Tiana awkwardly follows the prince's lead. He pulls her close and spins her. Lewis's cheeks puff out as he accompanies them on his trumpet. The frogs dance on a lily pad encircled by pink flowers. Ray lights the center of each water lily like a candle. As the frogs dance underwater, Ray shines his light on them through colored leaves.
Love is beautiful. Love is wonderful. Love is everything. Do you agree? May we?
Now, on a lily pad, as Naveen dips Tiana, her eyes reflect the evening star. He gives her a tender look.
I love you, Evangeline.
shutting her eyes, Tiana lets the prince pull her in close. Just before their lips meet, she blinks out of the moment. She moves from his embrace.
Lotta's getting herself one heck of a dance partner. We best be pushing on.
As Naveen opens his mouth to speak, Tiana hops away. A shadow creature grabs the prince and drags him off.
Tiana!
Naveen!
Tiana, Lewis, and Ray give chase.
No.
Naveen clings to a branch, fighting a wraith that pulls on his leg. The frog loses his grip. As he's whisked away, a blast of light destroys the wraith. More light blasts zap the other wraiths, which melt away. As the group joins Naveen, Lewis notices a figure in the mist. Its hunched form grows as it approaches. Out of the fog, a short woman emerges.
Not bad for a 197-year-old blind lady.
She blows out her torch.
Now, which one of you naughty children been messing with the Shadow Man?
Lewis points to Naveen, who smiles sheepishly, now in a boat up a tree.
We're so glad we found you, Mama Odie. Ray and Lewis here have been telling us all about you. We've been traveling quite a long way, and you can't imagine what we've been through.
Jarred eyeballs and teeth watch them.
And we heard that
you!
A snake appears.
Come on over here, you bad boy.
Juju nuzzles up to Mama Odie.
Get a little sugar now.
She kisses his mouth. Lewis gags.
Y'all just does your mama, don't you?
She straightens him and uses him like a mobility cane.
Good to see you again, Ray. How's your grandmama?
Oh, she's fine. Got in little trouble for flashing the neighbors again.
Ooh, I like that gal's funk.
Mama Odie.
The woman sits in a wicker chair.
We don't want to take up too much of your time.
Y'all want some candy?
She holds out lint-covered sweets.
Not really.
No, thank you.
Well, now that's too bad. It's a special candy. Huh? What a toined y'all human.
She eats it.
I'm just messing with y'all.
How on earth did you know that we wanted to turn back?
Mama Odie's head droops as she sleeps. Naveen pokes her.
Mama Odie.
You! Why did you tell me my gumbo was burning?
You sure this is the right blind voodoo lady who lives in a boat in a tree in the bayou?
Pretty sure.
Mama Odie stirs a bathtub.
I can't believe this. Gotta do everything around here.
Mama Odie, if you
taste it.
She shoves a gumbo-dipped finger in Tiana's mouth.
Where?
Hit it hard with a couple of shots of Tabasco, and it's the bee's knees. Now, can we...
No!
Her snake appears and dashes Tabasco into the gumbo. Mama Odie tastes it.
That's got some zing to it. That's just what it needed. Now, y'all figure out what you need?
It's just like you said, Mama Odie. We need to be human.
Y'all ain't got the same shit what's wrong with. Y'all want to be human, but you're blind to what you need.
What we want, what we need is all the same thing, yes.
She bops him with a stick.
Is the same thing? No. You listen to your mama now.
She dances with Juju.
Don't matter what you look like, don't matter what you wear, how many rings you got on your finger, we don't care, no, we don't care.
Birds sing.
Don't matter where you come from, don't even matter what you are, a dog, a pig, a cow, a goat, had them all in here, and they all knew what they wanted me to do, I told them what they needed.
Shows Tiana a pearl that reflects her face.
When you find out who you are, you find out what you need. Blue skies and sunshine can keep.
A whole choir of pink spoonbills dances. Ray plays a bottle cap and Lewis plays a tambourine.
Prince Froggy is a rich little boy. You wanna be rich again. That ain't gonna make you happy now. Did it make you happy then?
Gold coins bury Naveen. With Ray, Tiana kicks her frog legs can-can style.
Tell the people mama told you so. Can't tell you what you'll find. Maybe love will grant you peace of mind.
The prince gazes lovingly at Tiana as she dances on a barrel.
Miss Froggy?
Ma'am?
Might I have a word?
Yes, ma'am.
They look into the gumbo.
You're the hard one.
That's what I heard.
It's Whirl showing her past.
Your daddy was a loving man, family through and through. You, your daddy's daughter, what he had in him, you got in you.
You gotta dig a little deeper.
For you, it's gonna be tough.
You gotta dig a little deeper.
You ain't dug near far enough. Get down deep inside yourself. You'll find out what you need.
As Mama Odie dances onto a tree branch, sunlight illuminates colored bottles hanging around her. The spoonbills spin on the branch as she walks outside, followed by the others. She lifts Tiana onto her hat. The sun shines through hundreds of bottles. Behind Mama Odie and her choir of birds, trees stand like archways. The colorful bottles gleam, taking on the look of cathedral windows.
Well, Miss Froggy, do you understand what you need now, child?
Yes, I do, Mama Odie. I need to dig a little deeper and work even harder to get my restaurant.
Mama Odie hangs her head.
All right, y'all. One more time, it don't matter what you look like. It don't, nobody gonna sing with Ray, okay.
Well, it's all set on being human. There's only one way.
She stirs her tub of gumbo.
Gumbo, gumbo, in the pot. We need a precious. What you got?
An image of Charlotte sleeping appears in the gumbo.
Lottie? But she's not a princess.
Hush up and look at the gumbo.
Her father appears in a crown.
Ta-da! That's right. Big Daddy's king of the Mardi Gras parade. So that makes Lottie a princess.
Does that count?
Yes, it does. But only till midnight, when Mardi Gras's over.
Faldi Faldonza.
Hop along. You only got till then to get that princess to kiss you. Once she does, boom! You're both turning human.
Midnight?
Well, that doesn't give us much time at all.
What about me, Mama? I want to be human, too, so I can play jazz with the big boys. I want fingers and toes and a belly button. Not the kind that sticks out, but the kind that goes in.
Dabba dogs, you dig a little deeper. Mm-hmm. You find everything you need. Come on.
She pushes Louis out the door.
There's a lot of river twain here in New Orleans. Y'all best get to swimming.
Wait! I got a better idea.
Now, a riverboat drifts along the water. Louis climbs the side railing and glances around a deck. He beckons and the frogs board. Ray hovers with them. Louis clumsily plops onto the deck. Three shadows approach. As he tries to hide, three musicians dressed as animals round the corner with their instruments.
Man, that is one killer dealer costume. Hey, Gator, can you blow that horn?
Louis plays.
Yeah, come on, sit in with us. We're playing Mardi Gras.
As Louis excitedly heads off after the band, Naveen and Tiana find themselves still in a frightened embrace. They separate.
We can't miss this. Little Louis gonna finally play with the big boys.
Naveen, you coming?
Oh, I'll catch up with you later.
As Tiana hops away, the prince's smile fades. He spots a string of beads, a champagne cork, and its wire hood. Later, he finishes a lady's ring made with one pearly bead and some wire. He nestles the gift inside a walnut shell, then looks to the evening star.
Oh, Evangeline, why can't I just look Tiana in the eye and say, I will do whatever it takes to make all your dreams come true, because...
Ray overhears.
Because I love you.
Whoa, Cap! You make a goo-goo eyes of my girl!
Ray punches Naveen's hand.
Make some shoes out, you!
No, Ray, I'm not in love with Evangeline. I am in love with Tiana.
Ray stops gnawing Naveen's finger.
I knew it. You come here, you...
And I can no longer marry Miss Charlotte LeBeouf.
You're going to be so happy to get...
I will find another way to get Tiana a restaurant.
You could have the cutest little tadpole.
Get the job. Maybe two, maybe three.
I can't wait to tell Jeff.
No, I must tell her alone.
Later, right. Naveen leads Tiana on top of the riverboat's wheelhouse. Strings of lights glow along its trim.
Where are you taking me?
Oh, I just wanted to show you a little something to celebrate our last night together as frogs.
Between a candle and a champagne bottle, an upside-down dish serves as a mini table between two inverted teacups resembling seats.
Oh, my ears. No one's ever done anything like this for me.
Naveen wears a huge black bow tie.
It is too much, is it not? thank you, Bo.
I thought it was a nice touch.
The bow tie is a butterfly.
I did not see that. Please,
Sit down.
She sits on one teacup. Naveen sets a platter on the table.
What's this?
Ta-da.
You minced.
I did. You have had quite an influence on me, which is amazing because I have dated thousands of women and... just other women. And anyway,
he gropes for the walnut.
You could not be more different. You know, you are practically one of the guys. No. You are not a guy. Let me begin again.
He leans on the table with chips dumping the food.
Not myself tonight. Diana!
Sorry, that was loud.
She pulls parsley off his head.
This is a disaster.
No, it's cute.
Naveen drops to one knee.
Diana,
there it is.
As the boat nears the city, Tiana spots the abandoned sugar mill.
Your restaurant?
Oh, can't you just picture it? All lit up like the 4th of July.
Yes, jazz pouring out of every window.
It should be elegant.
But you gotta keep it loose, though. Gotta let it swing.
You know a good ukulele player?
Really? You let me perform?
I'll talk to the owner. Owner says yes.
She done it!
Folks are gonna be coming together from all walks of life just to get a taste of our food.
She leans on him.
Our food?
On the sly, he opens the walnut. Huh? The ring sparkles.
Oh, no, my daddy. He always wanted to open this restaurant. He died before we could see it happen.
She takes Naveen's hand.
But tomorrow, with your help, our dream is finally coming true.
Tomorrow?
If I don't deliver that money first thing tomorrow, I lose this place forever.
Naveen lowers his head forlornly, then turns to Tiana.
Tiana, I love...
She blinks hopefully at him. Naveen closes the walnut shell.
The way you light up when you talk about your dream. A dream that it is so beautiful,
He takes her hand.
I promise I will do whatever it takes to make it come true. I'll go round up the boys.
The prince sadly stands and walks away with the walnut shell gift. Tiana reaches out after him. Naveen leaves the romantic setting behind. With a regretful look, Tiana buries her face in her hands, then lifts her brown eyes skyward.
Evangeline, I've always been so sure about what I wanted, but now I... What do I do? Please tell me.
Nearby, a shadow creature grabs Naveen. In New Orleans, Charlotte stands on the guest house porch.
Prince Naveen, darling. You better hurry up. Don't want to be late for our Mardi Gras wedding.
Inside.
Getting dressed. Just a few more minutes, my dearest heart.
Okay, honey lamb. We'll be waiting in the Packard. Dennis, stop the car!
Oh, heavens. I'm doomed. Ow!
No, Larry. I'm the one who's doomed. Lest we get that frog's blood in.
Three shadow creatures emerge from the fireplace. One tosses Naveen into the magician's hat.
Ah. We're back in business, boys.
Get your filthy hands off me.
Lawrence!
Oh, now hold still, your eminence.
The head-shaped talisman opens its mouth. Now, Lewis and the costumed band members stroll off the riverboat.
Hey! Have you seen Naveen?
Look at you. Where the ring at?
What are you talking about?
Ray gapes.
Well, the captain say nothing. I ain't gonna say nothing, because old Ray sealed up tight as a drum. You ain't getting nothing out of me, no.
Ray.
Okay, Captain, I'll go marry Charlotte. He gonna marry you. As soon as he get himself kissed, y'all both turn human, he gonna find a job, get you that restaurant. I said too much, didn't I?
You said just enough, Ray. Thank you, Evangeline.
Now, on a parade float, costumed people throw necklaces. Tiana and Ray hurry past people's ankles amid showering confetti.
He was trying to propose. That's what all that fumbling was about. And here I thought all he wanted was to marry a rich girl.
Come on, shout! What are we looking for again?
You just keep your eyes out for the biggest, gaudiest float with a Mardi Gras princess about to kiss herself.
From a street sign, Tiana spots Charlotte's float.
Frog.
Dearly beloved,
Charlotte faces the fully human but fake Naveen.
In this fine celebration to join together this prince and this young woman in holy matrimony.
Oh, no, this can't be right, darling. And how you can still be a frog? Mama Odie, she's...
Ray looks at the street sign. Tiana's gone. Now, lightning flashes in the distance as he weaves his way around tombs and statues in a cemetery. He finds Tiana crying on the edge of a tomb surrounded by a wrought iron fence. He drifts closer to her.
I know what we've seen with our eyes, but If we just go back there, we're going to find out your fairy tale come true.
Just because you wish for something doesn't make it true.
Oh, but yeah, it's like my Evangeline always said to me.
Evangeline's nothing but a star, Ray. A big ball of hot air a million miles from here. Open your eyes now, before you get hurt.
Tiana hops away. Ray watches her leave, his eyes drooping sadly. He gazes tearfully at the evening star.
She's just speaking out of broken heart. That's all that is.
He wipes a tear.
Come on, Evangeline. We go show share the truth.
If any of you.
Now, Facilier watches the wedding and waits to stick a pin into a voodoo doll of LaBeouf. Meanwhile, on the float.
Me! I object!
The frog Naveen lashes his tongue out of a jewelry box keyhole. Ray hovers by the fake Naveen's ear.
What you doing, son?
Lawrence bats him away, then sees the frog's tongue sticking out of the chest and stomps it.
As you both shall live.
What?
Oh, I do.
Yes, I'm for it.
Ray flies to the keyhole.
Is that you, Cap?
Ray, get me out of this box!
I can't hear you! I'm gonna get you out of this box!
Ray disappears into the keyhole. Light beams out.
As long as you both shall live.
Oh, I do.
Facilier holds the pin closer to the voodoo doll. The frog Naveen breaks out of the chest.
I now pronounce you man.
The frog jumps on the imposter's back and pulls him down off the giant wedding cake float. Lawrence grabs the frog.
Are you all right?
I just need a moment to compose myself.
He carries the frog inside a darkened church.
Lawrence, why are you doing this?
It's payback for all those years of humiliation.
Get your royal rump back on that wedding cake and finish this deal.
The frog takes the talisman, and Lawrence turns into his flabby self. Naveen throws the necklace to Ray. It weighs him down.
He got me too.
Let go of that.
Stay out of sight.
Facilier chases the firefly, who drags the talisman outside. Shadow creatures go after the bug. Now, on another float, Lewis plays with the costume band. He notices Ray being chased.
Stop!
Lewis glares. Citizens flee and the alligator crawls off. Now Ray finds Tiana on a quiet street.
Yeah.
Ray?
Disprove what we saw ain't what we thought we saw!
What is this?
It's a voodoo, Hayako. The Shadow Man, he been using it for the...
The shadow creatures approach.
You can't let Shadow Man get this no matter what. Now run, girl.
Ray glares at them.
Don't make me light my butt!
The wraiths stand as tall as buildings. Ray charges and pokes holes in their shadowy bodies with his glowing keister. A human hand smacks him. Ray falls on the street and his light goes out. Facilier lifts a foot over the firefly and steps down. Facilier and the wraiths move on. Lewis runs up.
Ray!
He finds his friend on the ground. Now, the shadows chase Tiana, who hops with the talisman. Reaching a dead end, she faces Facilier's shadow wearing its top hat. Facilier arrives with the others.
Back off, or I'm gonna break this thing into a million pieces!
Facilier blows a handful of pink dust at Tiana, changing her from a frog into an elegantly dressed woman. Her surroundings transform into an upscale dining room. A gleaming chandelier and tall palm tree-like lampposts fill the two-story room with golden light. Tiana notices the back of a ukulele player.
Naveen?
The musician turns around. It's a mustached stranger. Tiana frowns.
Now, isn't this a whole lot better than hopping around the bayou for the rest of your life?
Facilier sips champagne.
Shadow Man.
Gotta hand it to you, Tiana. When you dream big. Just look at this place. Gonna be the crown jewel of the Crescent City. And all you got to do to make this a reality is hand over that little old talisman of mine.
She holds it tight.
No. This is not right.
Come on now, darling. Think of everything you've sacrificed.
Girl, all you ever do is work.
I told y'all she wouldn't come.
Think of all those naysayers who doubted you.
You ain't never gonna get enough for the damn family.
You woman of your background, you're better off where you're at.
And don't forget your poor daddy.
She sees her father through a window.
Now, that was one hard-working man. Double, sometimes triple shifts. never letting on how bone-tired and beat down he really was.
Daddy!
Hey, baby cakes.
Shame all that hard work didn't amount to much more than a busted-up old gumbo pot and a dream that never got off the back porch. But you can give your poor daddy everything he ever wanted.
She sees her family and neighbors.
Come on, Tiana. You're almost there.
Her hand lowers the talisman toward his.
My daddy never did get what he wanted.
She sees her father and mother kiss. He hugs them tight and they all smile.
But he had what he needed.
She pulls it away.
He had love. He never lost sight of what was really important.
Easy with that. Careful.
And neither will I.
She throws the talisman down, but his shadow grabs it and returns it to Facilier. Tiana changes back into a frog.
Y'all should have taken my deal. Now you're gonna spend the rest of your life being a slimy little frog.
I got news for you, Shadow Man. It's not slime. It's mucus!
He snatches the necklace with her tongue and smashes it.
No! No!
As he picks up the broken pieces, Tiana hides.
How am I ever going to pay back my debt?
Three voodoo masks close in on Facilier.
No! I'm not ready at all! In fact, I got lots more plans. This is just a minor setback in a major operation. As soon as I whip up another spell, we'll be back in business. I still got that frog and prince locked away. I just need a little more time.
He faces the biggest mask. As he backs away, shadows drag him toward its mouth.
Just a little more time.
Voodoo dolls bang on drums.
I promise I'll pay y'all back. I promise.
He gets sucked into the open mouth along with all of the evil spirits. Tiana shields her eyes from the flash. Through clearing smoke, she sees a grave bearing the name and likeness of Facilier. She glances at a distant clock tower. Now, Charlotte bangs on the church's door.
Prince! Prince Naveen! Your shy and retiring bride to be is getting antsy!
Lawrence faces her.
Hello, darling.
The tubby servant runs out of the church.
Miss LaBeouf! Please, down here!
Allow me to introduce myself. I am the real Prince Naveen.
She flattens him with the Bible.
Maldonia.
Did you say prince?
Outside, Lawrence gets taken away.
Boys, drag this maggot down to the parish prison.
I'm completely innocent. As the shadow man bamboozled me.
Goodness gracious. This is so much to absorb. All right, let me see if I got this right. If I kiss you before midnight, you and Tiana will turn human again. And then we're gonna get ourselves married and live happily ever after. The end.
Yeah, more or less. But remember, you must give Tiana all the money she requires for her restaurant. Because Tiana...
Naveen looks up to the night sky and sees the shining star.
She is my Evangeline.
Tiana overhears.
Anything you want, sugar.
Charlotte puts on lipstick.
Fuck her up, buttercup.
Naveen makes a kissy face and Charlotte leans in.
Wait!
Tiana?
Tiana?
Don't do this.
I have to do this, and we are running out of time.
I won't let you.
It's the only way to get to your dream.
My dream? My dream wouldn't be complete without you in it.
His eyes widen. He faces Tiana, who smiles.
I love you, Naveen.
They hold each other's webbed hands.
Warts and all?
Warts and all.
They nuzzle their foreheads, and she lifts the leg. Charlotte wipes away tears.
All my life, I read about true love and fairy tales, and... Tia, you found it.
The frogs smile.
I'll kiss him. For you, honey. No marriage required.
She puckers to kiss the frog.
Oh, my word. Maybe that old clock's a little fast.
Naveen blinks, still a frog. Lipstick colors his frog lips. Charlotte kisses him again and again, but his froggy face only shows more red smooches.
I'm so sorry.
She puts him back down with Tiana.
Tiana! Naveen!
Louis runs up to them, cradling something.
Louis, what is it?
Shadow Man done laid poor Ray low.
Ray.
He's hurting awful bad.
Louis gently lays Ray down on his back. His firefly bottom barely glows at all. The weak bug affectionately touches one of Lewis's claws. The gator frowns. Tiana caresses Ray's forehead with her finger.
Hey, Shell. How come you're still...
We're staying frogs, Ray.
And we're staying together.
They hold hands.
Oh, très bien. I like that very much. Evangeline like that too.
His friends gathered over him. Ray looks up to Evangeline, shining high over their heads. His smiling eyes gently close and his light fades. Lewis squeezes his eyes shut. Tiana and Naveen frown sadly. Between two pillars, the gator and frogs peer down at Ray, whose tiny light goes out. A steady rain begins to fall. Our view of the sad friends dissolves to the bayou, where Lewis glides along under a procession of glowing fireflies. Tiana and Naveen ride on his snout. Leading the way, three of Ray's kin carry his body in a leaf, which they float in the bayou by a grassy bank. Ripples spread across the still waters. Lewis plays his horn on the shore. The frogs each set a lily in Ray's raft. Then a firefly pushes the leaf into the current. They watch his raft disappear into the fog that veils the bayou. The frogs lower their heads. Tears stream from Tiana's eyes. A pale light from above glows brighter on their faces. Tiana opens her eyes, followed by Naveen. They look up to the night sky. Lewis looks up, along with all the fireflies, including Ray's cousins and Grandmama. Up in the sky, Evangeline shines brightly. A cloud drifts aside, revealing a second star shining beside her. Tiana beams, and Lewis grins and wiggles his claws. Grandmama throws her walker, and the fireflies cheer. Tiana and Naveen share a joyful look and hug. As the two stars gleam, the image changes to day. Our view descends to a bayou wedding attended by all sorts of wildlife.
So by the power vested in me, I now pronounce y'all frog and wife. Get to it, Hopalong. Give your lovely bride some sugar.
Congratulations.
Naveen's tiny moth bow tie flies away. The newlywed frogs kiss. Magical bubbles pop, water splashes into spirals, and golden light circles them. Mama Odie, wearing her snake juju around her neck, claps.
It's gonna be good.
Golden light shines out over the bayou animals, including Lewis. A shimmering bubble collapses to reveal Tiana and Naveen in human form kissing. Naveen wears a regal jacket and cape. Tiana, a veil and a gown with layers like flower petals. Ray's family looks on, as do a beaver, raccoon, and the turtle Lewis used as a hat. Lewis blows his nose into his tail. Now, Tiana and Naveen open their eyes and jump at seeing their true selves in fine clothes.
Like I told y'all, kissing a princess breaks the spell.
Once you became my wife, that made you...
a princess. You just kissed yourself a princess.
And I'm about to do it again.
They kiss. As the animals cheer, the view switches to a church, where they finish the kiss in front of human friends and family. Tiana blows a kiss to her mother, who stands with Mr. LaBeouf and Charlotte. Naveen grins at his applauding parents. Outside the church, the couple exits between two lines of swordsmen. From a balcony, Tiana throws her bouquet to a group of girls. Charlotte knocks them out of the way to catch it. Riding on a horse-drawn carriage, the married royals wave to the people of New Orleans. Now, at Fenner Brothers Realty, Tiana presents her many tins of money to the realtors. Lewis looms over the brothers and bares his teeth. They hand Tiana a key. Later, outside the old sugar mill, Tiana jiggles a hammer and grins at Naveen. Days and nights pass as they work their way up scaffolds, painting and making repairs. Later, the finished restaurant gleams. Inside, Lewis plays trumpet with the band. Tiana walks among tables of friends and family.
In the Southland, there's a city way down on the river.
She joins her mother.
Where the women are very pretty and all the men deliver.
Naveen serves his parents a meal.
They got music, it's always playing, starting the daytime for
walks on stage with Louis, then pulls Tiana up. Everyone dances.
Who'd have thought the prince would have had a younger brother? How old did you say you were?
I'm 6 and a half.
She dances with the tot.
Well, I waited this long.
Tiana and Naveen dance on the roof. This is Naveen.
Dreams do come true when
the restaurant sign reads Tiana's Palace. Above the city, the two stars, Evangeline and Raymond, shine in the night sky.